We're a little delayed today on the Daily Fantasy Live podcast, and I want to explain why, because I kept Mike and Heath waiting. I had to go home during my lunch break, and I think you guys will enjoy the story why.
There's only one part of the story you should tell, okay? I will tell the version that should be told,
okay,
and you should just tell nothing else.
Okay, then you tell the version that should be told.
Chris had to go home on his lunch break and change his pants.
Yep. Yep, I had an accident at lunch.
Wow.
My pants were soaked.
Yes.
It was... Yeah, I was having lunch.
I was drinking, is what you started to say.
I was drinking. No, I was having lunch. I had a fountain soda, my drink of choice, Diet Coke. I go to pick it up. My big, dumb, clumsy hands just drop, literally.
Whoa, wait a second. You said big and hands in the same sentence.
Okay, my perfectly average-sized, clumsy hands literally just dropped like a 32-ounce Diet Coke in my lap. It was just, it's one of those things that like have you ever locked your keys in your car and realized you were doing it?
Yes.
As you closed the door, you were like, hey, look, my keys. That's how I, like, just, you idiot. And so, yeah, I was wearing white pants. I had to go home. I looked ridiculous. So that's why I'm late. I'm sorry, guys. I'm so sorry.
I like my version better.
Mike McClure, Heath Cummings.
Yes.
Are you guys doing okay?
Better than you were this morning, it sounds like.
I've got a little heartburn.
Okay.
But I got a good chuckle out of you having to go home and change your pants. And so I feel better now.
I'm glad. Anything I can do to make you happy, up to and including misery.
I lied to you guys earlier about my lineup that I'm going to give on the show tonight, so that'll be fun.
Okay,
so yeah, we're ready.
Did you change pitchers?
Yep.
Oh, nice. Well, I might swap to the pitcher that you had.
Okay.
Well, let's get right to the pitchers for Tuesday. We've got a 14-game main slate for MLB on Tuesday on FanDuel. And
let's see. There are five pitchers above 9,700.
9,700 or above.
Rank your top three for me,
Mike. I don't appreciate this. There are five pitchers at $9,700 or above, and we're not going to rank them this time.
Okay.
What we're going to do is we're going to play a little play or fade. So you
play
just tell
fade.
Me whether you're playing these five pitchers or whether you're fading them. We'll go through them in order. You give me your answers, and then we'll discuss the most interesting ones.
Okay.
Madison Bumgarner, 11,900, extremely pricey against the pretty mediocre Milwaukee Brewers at San Francisco. Play or fade?
I just realized you say Brewers just like you say Coors.
Brewers?
Must be a beer thing.
Just like Coors, it's Brewers.
Brewers.
There are Coors, Brewers.
Can you just answer the question?
Madison Bumgarner, do you want the percentage of lineups we'll have them in?
Sure.
Okay. I will probably have Madison Bumgarner in 20% of my lineups.
I'm going to follow the rules and say play.
Play, okay.
And 25%.
Okay.
David Price, 10,500, going against the Baltimore Orioles.
I will play David Price in 30% of my lineups.
Okay.
I will play David Price in 25%. I like him a lot more on DraftKings.
John Lackey. $9,900 going against the Washington Nationals, who were two hits against Max Scherzer yesterday?
Max Scherzer actually pitches for
them.
Oh,
you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Good call. Good catch there.
Thank you. They had zero hits against Max Scherzer yesterday.
Zero. Okay. John Lackey.
Mike, you want to just say it together? Fade.
Fade.
You're fading John Lackey?
Yes.
I might throw him in one tournament lineup.
Okay, Jacob deGrom, New York Mets, at home against the Pittsburgh Pirates, $9,800. Player fade.
Fade.
I'm going to fade him.
Drew Pomeranz is somehow $9,700.
He's good.
He's going against the Miami Marlins, $9,700. Play or fade.
Is Giancarlo playing?
Does that matter?
Yes.
Does that make
if
you
Giancarlo
like him more
plays,
if he's playing?
I like Pomeranz.
Yeah, his strikeout potential goes up by like 2.5 strikeouts.
Speaking of which, I told you I liked the Marlins stack last night on yesterday's show.
They played well.
They did. What happened last night with their lineup?
They didn't have Stanton.
And they played well.
That's
no rally killer does a wonderful thing for
correlation always equals causation.
Yes.
You know, this is not a fantastic matchup.
Yep.
I was tweeting today about how I feel like Giancarlo's struggles have caused people to overlook how good the Marlins have been offensively. If Giancarlo had been Giancarlo this year, they might be the best offense in baseball.
They've been really good.
They have six hitters on their team with an OPS over 790.
Yeah.
I don't know how many teams in baseball can say that. Not many.
No. Yeah, I mean, the Marlins don't have, I would say they don't, I guess Yelich is an elite hitter.
Ozuna's been just as good. Been,
yeah, but like neither one of them's been like truly elite. Neither one, like, do they have OPSs over 900?
I feel like they're right around.
There's a relatively narrow range. They just actually, they don't have any
they're
real.
They're both right around 900.
Hetcheverry is the only real weak spot in the lineup, and against lefties, he's actually pretty good.
Right.
So it's not a.
Pretty good is questionable.
He's a major league caliber player against
okay.
left-handed pitchers.
Okay.
So are you playing Drew Pomeranz?
I'll fade.
Fade.
Okay, I think the most interesting ones, you guys agreed on all of them, which doesn't really help. Thanks, guys.
No, it helps perfectly. People know what to do now.
Yeah.
But it doesn't help for like fostering discussion. Okay, why don't you like John Lackey against Washington?
I think Bryce Harper is a very good hitter.
Yeah?
I think Daniel Murphy is a very good hitter.
Yeah.
They're both left-handed.
Okay.
That's a big, Anthony Rendon, I think is, I think the Nationals are better than what their year to date stats show.
I think there's more upside for like David Price.
That's true as well.
It's only $600 more.
So we're not buying the pitcher John Lackey's been this season.
I'm fading it tonight.
Because he's striking out a lot of hitters. He's at 9.2 per nine, 27% overall. Really solid control. Swing strike rate is 12.8%. That's really impressive. He's at one of the highest swinging strike rates in baseball on his slider. I think you guys might be underselling him just a little bit.
I like to give our good friends at Fantasy Lab a shout out whenever we can.
Okay.
And they've got a K predictor on there. And for those top five pitchers, Mad Bum's the highest at 9.7. All four of the five are at least at 6.7, and Lackey's at 5.8.
Okay.
I will say, though, between John Lackey and Jacob DeGrom, mm-hmm. I definitely prefer John Lackey tonight. I'm probably not going to play either guy, but if you wanted me to pick one of those two, they're $100 difference. I prefer John Lackey.
So you guys basically said you're fading Lackey, DeGrom, and Pomeranz, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, then let's just talk about Madison Bumgarner and David Price. Heath, you were a little higher on Mad Bum.
I was a little higher on Price.
You were a little higher on Price.
Yes. Mike was even on both.
Okay.
And I was a little higher on Price, mostly because of Price.
Okay.
Mad Bum's
$1,400 less.
$1,400. The difference is like $4,000 on DraftKings.
That's a lot. Yeah.
There's no way I'd play him on. And I believe, and I'm trying to look this up, a little look behind the curtains. I didn't have this statistic ready. But I think the Orioles have really kind of struggled against left-handed pitchers this year.
Okay.
Which would make sense, kind of.
I mean, Chris Davis is a lefty.
I think Mark Trumbo actually has like only hit home runs against lefties.
Against lefties or righties?
Against lefties, like all of his hits are home runs.
Oh, okay.
I think he's really struggled otherwise, and that may not be true, but...
Adam Jones hasn't been great this season, but he's been hot over the last month. But he doesn't really have big platoon splits overall, I don't think, anyway.
Right.
So I guess it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, the Orioles are not great against left-handed pitching.
Okay.
They rank 24th in WOBA at 303 against left-handed pitching this season.
And that's in between the Twins and Angels, to give you a point of reference.
Okay.
That is better than the Twins and Astros, worse than the Twins and Astros.
Okay, so you would rather play David Price for sure on DraftKings. All other things being equal, who do you think is going to have the most points on FanDuel?
I would take, on FanDuel, if you're telling me both pitchers get a win, I would say Price.
I think it's Mad Bum. I think when you look at the range of outcomes, if Price doesn't have a great start, he's likely going to give up six or seven runs.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I think likely is the wrong word.
He hasn't been great.
No.
And early on in the season, I think it was fair to say he had a lot of bad luck.
Right.
But over his last five starts, he doesn't have a start with more than seven strikeouts. he just he's been kind of mediocre of late. Now the results for fantasy have still been good.
Also, he's got two starts against the Blue Jays, mm-hmm. a start at the Giants.
Okay.
I mean, he's faced pretty good offenses.
Very fair.
Okay. Beyond.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Continue. Beyond those five, would you rather pay in the $8,000 to $9,000 range, or are you going cheaper than that today?
I've got one pitcher of each that I really like.
Okay. And
that's probably, like, most of these guys in that range I'm going to fade, but there's one pitcher in the $8,000 range that I know Mike and I both like a lot.
Okay, let's hear it.
Go ahead.
It's Julio Teheran.
Okay.
Who has been much better as of late. Really, since this, like, he got off to a slow start to the season, but ever since, he's been outstanding. He had a couple 50-point outings. Now, the only problem with Teheran, because his matchup's good, he's in a good park, the only problem is his win potential is always so dang low because his offense doesn't score any runs. Speaking of which, Brandon Finnegan is my other pitcher that I really like, $2,400 less against a Braves team that's very bad against lefties. Finnegan scored 34 and 36 points in his last two starts against the Nationals and the Cardinals. This is clearly a much better matchup than that.
Okay. One thing I would want to point out with Teheran, the Reds only really have two left-handed bats that you fear.
Right.
But they're pretty really good ones. Joey Votto has a 190 weighted runs created in the month of June so far. He seems to be back.
Did you know that's 178 points higher than Giancarlo Stanton's?
I do.
Okay.
Jay Bruce, always a big power threat. And Julio Teheran has really struggled against left-handed pitching. He's been better this season than he was last season, but he still has, I believe, like a 345 WOBA allowed to left-handed batters. So, and part of why his numbers look a lot better this season is he has not faced as many left-handed batters as he did last season. He was around 50% last season. He actually faced more lefties than righties last season. It's about 44% this season. So there is that discrepancy that helps explain why Teheran has been a little better tonight or this season so far. Is there anybody else that you guys are interested in? Mike?
No, those are the two guys that... Oh, I'll say one more. Tom Kohler.
Two-start Tom.
He's been...
I think he's in a sneaky spot to pick up a win here. The Marlins are pretty good against left-handed pitching.
He's been better lately.
It's a great place to pitch. The Padres are not good.
Six strikeouts in three of his last four. His ground ball rate's been up. The Padres don't really have any left-handed bats that you're worried about.
Yeah, I mean, you're only playing him if you want to stack, you know, the Coors game or maybe expensive Tigers like Miggy and Kinsler.
But right.
Other than that, there's really no reason to use him.
The other name I would say, Taijuan Walker's coming off a 69-point performance against the Indians. Rays are prone to strike out a lot. Walker's pretty ultimate tournament play because he could go for 3 or 69.
Yeah. That's literally his last three starts. He has 69 points, 3 points, and 7 points. The big problem with him... the Rays are a team that, against right-handed pitching, you would not expect to be very good. However, Taijuan Walker, his secondary stuff is pretty crappy, and especially his curveball. He just doesn't have an out pitch against right-handed batters. Now, his most recent start against Cleveland, his fastball was incredible. I think he had 16 swinging strikes with his fastball or some just absolutely nuts number. Am I boring you, Heath?
No, not at all. That was not intentional.
But and the splitter has really regressed this season for him. He's got one of the lowest swinging strike rates with his curveball. I think he has like 4.5% with his curveball, which is insanely low. So that matchup might not be quite as impressive as we initially think. I think it's worth pointing out Juan Nicasio is not pitching tonight for the Pirates, although he is listed as the probable starter. Are we expecting Jameson Taillon to pitch?
Yes.
Yes.
Is he even available?
Yes.
Okay, how much is Jameson Taillon?
Jameson Taillon on FanDuel. Maybe he's only on DraftKings.
I'm pretty sure he's DraftKings only tonight.
DraftKings only.
No, he's $4,600 on FanDuel.
Well, then he becomes a in consideration for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, you have to go down, unclick, only show probable pitchers. He's $4,600 going against the New York Mets. That's the team he faced in his debut. He wasn't great. 3 strikeouts over 6 solid innings. The secondary stuff didn't look super great. He had 1 swinging strike on his curveball. It was against Yoenis Cespedes. Maybe not a huge upside, especially because this is a team that's already seen him once in the last week. But $4,600, if you want to stack cores, we've got two not great pitchers in cores. I think I'm a little higher on Nate Eovaldi than you guys are at this point, but I wouldn't trust him against the Rockies in core. So if you want to stack that, he's an option. I also think you guys might think this is crazy. I think Ulysses Chacin isn't a bad option going against the Twins at $6,000. If you want to go cheap, that's the way I was going with my lineup before I realized that Jameson Taillon was $1,400 less. He's going against a Twins lineup that's not very good. I think he has some K potential. He's got a good ground ball rate. I like him as a tournament option. Before we get to our favorite stacks, I want to tell you about BlueApron.com. We all know how important it is to eat healthy. I know that because I went out and had some fast food for lunch, which I always hate doing. But it's always nice to get home and cook some healthy food, especially when you can do it for less than $10 per meal. Blue Apron will send you healthy food that you can cook yourself with all the ingredients, all the instructions sent right to your door. Blue Apron knows that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. So they set the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. Check out this week's menu and get your 2 free meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/daily. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/daily. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. You want to just pick your favorite player from Coors?
Yeah, sure. And this will vary probably based on whether you're playing on FanDuel or DraftKings, but I think on FanDuel, my favorite player tonight, assuming he's in the lineup, is Aaron Hicks.
Okay.
Obviously, the big Coors effect for a big swing like his going against a lefty in Jorge De La Rosa. You could also consider Alex Rodriguez a pretty good play as well. He's just quite a bit more expensive.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Gerardo Parra. Talking about DraftKings. He's just, or FanDuel, I mean, he's just the most affordable, in my opinion. $3,200 is pretty fair.
Right.
We would expect him to be in the lineup against the right-handed bat.
Yeah, he should definitely be in the lineup.
I think he's 200 more than Hicks, so you can play both those guys.
Yep.
Okay, what about the expensive guys? You've got Beltran at 43, Cargo at 43, Brett Gardner at 42, Charlie Blackmon at 42, Jacoby Ellsbury at 41. Who's your favorite among that group?
Probably Cargo.
Okay.
Yeah, probably Cargo. Give me Blackmon. I actually like Blackmon tonight.
I definitely do like Blackmon better on DraftKings. He's about $600 less on DraftKings than Cargo, but I'd take Cargo on FanDuel.
Okay. What's your favorite stack outside of Coors?
I really struggled with this today. Even though there's a lot of bad pitchers, the matchups and locations, I'm going to go with the Rangers. I usually hate using the Rangers against a left-handed pitcher.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But Eric Cercamp has seen 114 left-handed batters in his career.
Okay.
He's struck out 14 of them.
Not great.
Not good at all. Giving up a 4.02 WOBA to lefties in his short time in the majors. So I don't really have any concerns. And I believe that at least the early forecast has the highest projected winds. Yes, to be in Oakland, blowing out to right. So that makes that park a little smaller.
Mike?
Yeah, I actually like the San Francisco Giants as my top stack tonight.
Okay, the Giants. Playing against Matt Garza. Is this his debut?
Yep.
Season debut for Matt Garza?
Yep. Here's what I can't understand about that game. Why is the Vegas run total only 4.1, and why has it gone down?
I don't know that it has it gone down.
I saw that it's gone down just a little bit.
I'd have to.
I'm sorry. The run total is not 4.1. It's 6.5 for the game.
No, but total for.
Have I not refreshed? Because I think that's what it was.
Seven.
Is it seven? Maybe it's actually gone up.
The total I'm showing is at seven.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's a
seven's still low, but
yeah, four. Well, I mean, Bumgarner on the other side, you would expect it's a two-run gap in favor of the Giants' offense. You probably put them right around 4.5, right?
Right. Yeah, the implied total is 4.3 to 2.7, and I wouldn't be shocked if the Giants win 7-0 here.
Heath, I want a little preview of the BVP. I get the feeling there are a lot of Red Sox against Chris Tillman. Is that a fair prediction? Wow, okay. I thought that was Chris Tillman's had some trouble against the Red Sox.
No. In fact, here's your preview of the BVP. I'm not using him.
Okay.
I should be. Red Sox batters have 145 plate appearances against Chris Tillman. They've got a 597 OPS.
That is the exact opposite of what I said.
The only team that Chris Tillman is actually hashtag bad against is the Blue Jays.
Okay. There are some other stackable options. Are there any other ones that you guys are going to go with?
I like the Cardinals a little bit against Doug Fister.
Yep.
I like the Tigers a lot against Miguel Gonzalez.
Yep.
Who else? Who am I missing?
I like the Tigers a lot, like you said. I like the Dodgers against Archie Bradley. Yeah.
Archie Bradley.
There's one other team I'm forgetting here gosh, who was it?
The Indians against Chris Young?
Yes, yeah. It is the Indians, yep.
Chris Young, I believe, has given up 17 home runs. Is that correct?
How many of those are at home?
Some of them, I would assume.
I feel like it's very, very few.
I will tell you in just a second.
The Indians have some power hitters. They've got some guys that can put a charge into the ball, hit it out. Carlos Santana would be a good option going against Chris Young. Yeah, I think that makes sense. Heath.
You want some BVP?
Do you have some BVP for me?
I have some BVP. We're going with Brandon Finnegan as our pitcher in the BVP lineup, just so we can take advantage of all the good hitters that have BVP on the night. Salvador Perez has seen Josh Tomlin 20 times. He's got 13 hits. Seven of them are extra base hits.
Okay.
That's a 1750 OPS against Tomlin in his career.
It's a high OPS.
Yes. Miggy Cabrera has had some success against Miggy Gonzalez. Actually, he's just been Miggy Cabrera, 3-for-10 with a dong. you mentioned power hitters for Cleveland. You didn't mention Jason Kipnis, who I think donged last night. Kipnis is 7-for-17 against Chris Young. With four extra base hits, a 1268 OPS.
Okay.
At third base, we are going with Chris Bryant. And Bryant against Gio Gonzalez, 2-for-5 with a dong. Shortstop, Jose Iglesias against Miguel Gonzalez. He is 5-for-11 with a 1000 OPS.
Okay.
Mark Trumbo against David Price. Trumbo had actually seen a little bit more of Price than I'd expected. 8-for-22, four extra base hits, and two dongs against Price. Dexter Fowler. Seems like the Cubs have had some success against Gio Gonzalez. Fowler's 8-for-17 with a 1324 OPS. And then Jason Worth, 7-for-17 with a 1245 OPS against John Lackey.
Okay.
So Finnegan, Perez, Miggy, Kipnis, Bryant, Iglesias, Trumbo, Fowler, Worth.
It's not your best BVP lineup.
Because I didn't have a BVP pitcher.
Yeah.
If you're searching for other BVP pitchers, there were three of them.
Okay.
Make that two because Juan Nicasio is not starting anymore. Yankees batters have seen Jorge De La Rosa, 89 plate appearances, 518 OPS.
That's great. I will not be using Jorge De La Rosa.
You're not going to use Jorge?
I mean, look, the Yankees don't have a ton of super great right-handed bats.
Any?
Alex Rodriguez is pretty good.
You said super great.
Well, I'm not sure they have any super great bats in general. So, yeah, I'm still not playing Jorge De La Rosa.
Okay.
You said there was another? Chris Tillman?
No, there was the other one? Yes, Tillman was the other one.
Heath?
Yes.
We all went 0 for last night. Would you like to make a Dog Chasers pick?
Yes, I would. I will take Aaron Hicks for $3,000.
Aaron Hicks for $3,000. Mike, you are looking for your first dong since Nolan Arenado.
Yep.
Arenado would be a pretty good pick tonight. Is that who you're going to go with?
It is not. Oh. I'm not going to Coors Field. I'm going to play at AT&T Park tonight with Brandon Crawford.
Brandon Crawford?
$3,300. Not that cheap, but I do like Brandon Crawford for my Dong Chasers pick.
All right. I'm going to go with a relatively cheap-ish Coors Field option. I think Nate Evaldi is going to hang one of those splitters or maybe leave a 99-mile-an-hour fastball over the heart of the plate, and Trevor Story is going to take him deep.
Okay.
So I'm going to get back on the board with Trevor Story. You guys want to give out your lineups? Who's got the most expensive pitcher tonight?
I'm sure I do. I don't. Madison Bumgarner.
Okay, then let's hear your Madison Bumgarner lineup.
All right. Madison Bumgarner, Nick Hundley, Rob Refsnyder, Starlin Castro, Johnny Peralta, Brandon Crawford, Jarrett Parker, Gregor Blanco, and Gerardo Parra. Not pretty after Madison, really, but I do like... Like I said, I got the giant stack in there.
Well, that's the risk you run. I've got a pitcher that's $7,300 cheaper than Madison Bumgarner. So I would hope my offense will be a little more productive. Heath, what pitcher are you going with?
Brandon Finnegan.
Okay.
Salvadong, Miggy Cabrera, Matt Carpenter, Alex Rodriguez, Trevor Story, Carlos Gonzalez, Aaron Hicks, and Justin Upton.
Okay, I almost played Justin Upton. $2,800. It just like at some point he's gonna figure this out. I'm going with Jameson Taillon, really cheap at pitcher, $4,600. That allows me to go JT Realmuto at catcher. He's good against lefties. Cabrera and Kinsler at first and second. Arenado, Trevor Story, Giancarlo Stanton, Carlos Beltran, and Carlos Gonzalez. A lot of dong potential in that lineup tonight. Maybe Stanton won't strike out four times.
I don't know why they play him. They just scored 14 runs without him.
Yeah, but he's not going to be in the lineup tonight. They're going to give him one more day off.
You're not going to be in. It's possible, man. Ichiro's been playing out of his dang mind right now.
Let Ichiro play until he gets to 3,000 hits, and maybe Stanton will be right by then.
At this pace, that might only be like another week.
Right.
So, yeah. I think he's 23 hits away, and he's getting like 3 hits every day now.
Yep.
All right, we'll see. If Stanton's not in my lineup, I've got enough for your boy Aaron Hicks.
There you go.
So it'll work out for me either way. That does it for the Tuesday episode of Daily Fantasy Live Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back on Wednesday.